It was up in Canada, and it was August, the bird cold. I'd been staying at this Cree Indian reservation for a few weeks, just sort of waiting around. And one day, some anthropologists showed up at the reservation. They came in a little plane with maple leaves painted on its wings. They said they were there to do a documentary of the Cree Indians, and they set up their video equipment in a tin Quonset hut near the Hudson Bay Company. Then they asked the oldest man on the reservation to come and sing some songs for the documentary. On the day of the taping, the old man showed up. He was blind and he was wearing a red plaid shirt. They turned on some lights and he started to sing. But he kept starting over and sweating. Pretty soon it was clear that he couldn't remember any of the songs. He just kept sweating and starting over. The only words he seemed to remember were Heya, Heya Ho, Heya, Heya Ho, Heya Ho. Thank you.
Thank you. Beispiele paranormale Tonbandstimmen. Was sind paranormale Tonbandstimmen? Es sind Stimmen unbekannter Herkunft. Es sind paranormale
Stimmen. Irgendwann. Ich verstehe die Sprachen. Ich verstehe die Sprachen. Ich höre nur. Irgendwann. Was ist das Prinzip? Das Prinzip ist folgendes. Klang besteht aus Wellen. Wenn die Wellen sich zu formen beginnen, hören wir das als Klang. Wenn der Klang aufhört, bewegen sich die Wellen immer noch. Sie sind nicht mehr hörbar, sie bewegen sich langsamer, immer langsamer. Dies ist ein ganz normaler Raum. Niemand hat ihn seit 1955 betreten, aber er ist immer noch voller langsam sich bewegender Wellen, die Stimmen und Klänge längst verflossener Jahre darstellen. Mit starken Stereo-Mikrofonen war es uns möglich, diese Klänge aufzunehmen und sie in hörbare Sätze umzuwandeln. Beispiel Nummer 1. Beispiel Nummer 2. Thank you.
specialists, and they all said the same thing, I didn't have to operate immediately. So I finally decided to have it, and right before the operation, the doctor said, oh, by the way, what kind of insurance do you have? And I said, oh, I don't have any insurance. And he said, maybe we can wait on this. By this point, I was convinced I needed the operation, so I went to one last guy. And the first thing I said when I walked into his office was, I don't have any money and I don't have any insurance. And he said, show me where it hurts. So it sort of starts in my neck here and it runs down this arm and into this elbow and crumples up these fingers. And it's also in this other arm too. And he said, exactly what is it that you do for a living?
I no longer love it.
I came home today, and you had rearranged all the furniture, and you had changed your name. And I'd never seen you wear that pinstriped shirt before. And then I realized I was in the wrong house. In this picture, there's a big black piece of paper, and I'm saying, silence. Go ahead, silence. It's blank. What have you got to lose? And the sun's coming up, and you still haven't signed it. And I keep saying,
Thank you. Thank you.
been running into such financial trouble lately. Hasn't there been some problems with the computers? Relay devices. Between the computers and the robot welders.
When a problem develops further up the line, it takes a long time for the computers to tell the robot welders to stop. So the robot welders continue to drop molten steel directly onto the conveyor belt, even though there are no cars on the line. Building up a series of equidistant blobs. A typical plant is capable of producing about 300 of these blobs before the plant can be totally shut down.